Bowles Farming Company is a family-owned and operated farming operation located in Los Banos in the Central Valley. The farm is currently being managed by Ken and Michael, a sixth generation of the Bowles and Lawrence families. The Bowles operation is part of a 160-year-old farming company going back to the famed Miller & Lux Company, also headquartered in Los Banos. Henry Miller played a major role in the development of much of the San Joaquin Valley during the late 19th and early 20th century. Today we're visiting with Danny Royer, the Vice President of Technology for Bowles Farming. Welcome to the California Ag Today podcast, Danny.
Great to be with you today.
So, Daniel, you work with Bowles Farming, a 160-year-old legacy ranch, right?
In fact, our CEO today, Canon Michael, is Henry Miller's great-great-great-grandson. So, sixth-generation farm with a lot of history and influence in agriculture in the state.
So you're in an area where the groundwater table is very high, so you grow mostly row crops, right?
We're experimenting with some pistachios, and we have some neighbors that have put some almonds in. But yeah, for the most part, our groundwater table is pretty shallow and a little brackish, so deep-rooted crops just don't fit our bill right now.
Give me some of the crops that you grow out there.
So our two primary crops are processing tomatoes and cotton. We grow ELS cotton. We don't grow any upland, so we're growing Hazara and Pima. Okay. And then after that, it kind of breaks down. We do wheat, cantaloupe, market tomatoes, fresh garlic, processing onions, and then we have our organic crops. We're now also getting into basil, oregano, cilantro, and I believe parsley coming in this fall. And then watermelons is probably our most vertical crop, where we're a grower packer, and then we do distribute watermelons direct to retail from our farm.
Well, Danny, being the Vice President of Technology for Bowles Farming, how do you see technology emerging in the agricultural industry? And of course, Bowles Farming cooperates with all kinds of companies that are trying to help agriculture in more of a digital type of way.
We do a lot of that. And in fact, as I'm, I've been doing this job for about 2.5 years, and I'm learning how to find a good, healthy balance in those types of relationships. But the reality to a lot of the problems that the industry is facing is that data is what's going to provide the solution, but we have to create systems that give the people who have the competencies to solve the problems the data. So collaborating and sharing information and sharing practices is just something that, if we're going to move the needle and continue to progress and, do what Californians do so well, or California growers do so well, we've got to be a little bit more transparent and open with sharing our information with people that are coming from the tech sector trying to help us.
So with all the problems in agriculture, particularly the regulations, how does the digital and data solve that issue?
I think digital solves most of the problems, actually.
Even labor?
I think we're really inefficient with labor. If you're a person picking 5 units an hour and the person picking next to you is picking 10 and you're getting paid the exact same, that's an inefficiency in the system. And a digital system exposes that inequity and makes sure that we're appropriately allocating returns to each of the, and I shouldn't use a person, I should use a machine. Like, if we have a piece of equipment that we can measure with a digital system, and we can see that this tractor doing the exact same job is using 10% less fuel using a digital system, that works. And in labor, we can also optimize how we exhaust that resource using a digital system. And also, we can connect our digital systems. And we use Google Hangouts on the farm, and it's great. Everybody knows what's going on, and you can create different groups and communicate with different elements of the operation single-handedly, instead of having to make a phone call or send a text message to 10 people. It's one entry and it's very organized. So digital systems have a place to play everywhere.
Well, Daniel, how can more data help your irrigation systems?
There's a lot that goes into the irrigation before it even gets to the farm. So our water is all delivered via gravity. So I have a limiting factor in that I order water, and then I have to take a certain amount of water. Now, our canal company that delivers our water is working on automating their system to meet our automation needs.
So you're working with Waterbit and Wisecom and other companies regarding this, right?
What Waterbit is doing, and I should say that we're also working with Wisecom. Both of them are now giving me the capacity to have that control, and I'm at least getting really good data. Maybe I can't do the real-time automation like I'd like to today. I can control remotely, and I can get the data that I need to gain a better understanding of how my crop and how my field's behaving. Automation's coming. Our ability to do that, because the infrastructure around us is going to improve, it's coming. We just aren't 100% there yet.
So, Danny, anything else you want to share about how your operation is using technology and data?
I think the most important thing when we talk about tech and ag is talking about the impact on the operation. So you need to understand how your workflows, your existing processes work, and the information that you might be providing now, that's going to how it's going to change how you do things. People's jobs are going to change. How people function are going to change. And if you don't have a good understanding of that and you roll tech out, it's going to be resisted. And you have to create the why for the people that are using it. They're still going to be using the technology. So I think all the tech that we need in the industry exists. It's how we get the people in the industry to use it.
Hey, Danny, thanks for sharing what you're doing at Bowles Farming. It's phenomenal. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
It was great being here. Enjoyed the conversation.